Welcome dear podcast listeners to one of our feature episodes here this week. We have our thought of the week, which we'll be talking about Marvel Now. Was Uncanny Avengers a good start off point for Marvel Now? Is it successful? Will be good for getting in new readers, relapsed readers, caught up to speed, and then Brayden is going to be for his From the Archives of an amazing book.
This a book is, that I picked up at Darren's recommendation.
And reason why I love the writer that I do. And I won't spoil it for you.
We'll talk about it in a moment. And then, of course Matthew at the end. We're just loving his reviews.
Yeah.
They're darling. You should all be paying attention to them.
Oh, definitely. So anyway, thought of the week. Marvel Now, Uncanny Avengers.
How did it succeed for you as a first issue for someone who has not been reading any of the AVX nonsense?
I'm going to say it wasn't very successful at all. Because look, the only reason I know is because we've been talking on the podcast. I wouldn't be picking up Avengers vs. X-Men. Marvel Now is making me want to check out Marvel stuff, right?
That's true.
Because I'm predominantly DC.
It's your gateway into the Marvel Universe, finally.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm familiar with the characters, I know the movies, and I know some of the backstory of the characters, but I only pick up now Hulk. I pick up a lot of smaller characters. Mm-hmm. Daredevil, which Daredevil's not their A character, so I say that. Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, he's a smaller character. Captain Marvel. These are all side characters. These are not, like, the mainline Marvel characters.
Yeah, and so I thought, you know what?
Spider-Man's the only mainline one you've been picking up.
Yeah. So, excuse me. So, Uncanny Avengers, I was really looking forward to see how it gets to start off. Does it make me excited for Marvel Now? And look, because I'm comparing it to the New 52. I'm comparing it to Justice League. And Justice League started off with a bang. The artwork was beautiful. It was great. And it was a great start-off point for anybody to get involved with. Uncanny Avengers had a lot of backstory, a lot of, it was tying in basically, or tying up the knots and the threads to Avengers vs. X-Men. So if I didn't know what was going on, I'd be like, who are these people? Why are they getting together? Why is Cyclops in jail? Why did he kill Professor X? What's happening here? Yeah. Why is Professor X dead with his brain on the table? You know what I mean? I didn't feel like it was very successful.
I felt like it was a great first issue if you're caught up on Marvel Comics.
Yeah,
like
but that Marvel Now is supposed to get relapse and new readers, and I just didn't feel like it accomplished that.
Yeah. And we'll have to see what happens with some of the other titles moving forward.
Yeah, because that's true.
I thought it was a solid first issue. I felt like Remender did good work, especially when it got really twisty there at the end. And Cassidy's art was amazing. Mm-hmm. I felt like every page was great to look at, but I don't know. I don't know how well it's going to work to bring in new readers as long as it is the way it is.
Yeah. You know? And that, because remember last week or 2 weeks ago, it was last week, we're talking about the New 52 and how it was frustrating to get rid of all of this continuity and blah, blah, blah.
That was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. So.
So I respect that we're not getting rid of the continuity. And so people who've been reading Marvel Comics are not going to have that freak out that the DC people are still gritching and moaning about a year later. I still see posts on Tumblr all the time. I just miss Stephanie Brown so much. Guys, I miss Stephanie Brown too. I thought she was a great Batgirl. I loved her as Batgirl. But get over it, guys. It's been a year. Nothing is going to change it.
And DC is still
putting
out great comics.
They are. I mean, Barbara has been a great Batgirl, and she's still the iconic Batgirl. As much as the people on the internet complain about Cassandra Cain and Stephanie Brown, and they don't even call Stephanie Brown one of the Robins anymore. Sorry, guys. That's old continuity. It's gone. Deal with it.
Move forward.
And I respect that Marvel doesn't want to do that, but at the same time, it's just...
Your whole purpose in Marvel Now is to get new readers in, and relapse readers.
And so I'm hoping that while this one didn't maybe work for that... Besides, a new reader who's never read anything Marvel is not going to pick up Uncanny Avengers.
Yeah, they're going to pick up Avengers Assemble, probably.
Avengers Assemble or Avengers, the new Avengers book done by Hickman, John Hickman. And I think that that's where we're going to see, hopefully, a good starting off point. Uncanny Avengers, I feel like, is not the Marvel Now point.
And so they shouldn't have made it a Marvel Now point book.
Well,
that's my complaint.
I think that's why it's coming out before the Marvel Now Point One, which came out yesterday, for when you guys are listening to this, which I'll have read yesterday, but we'll talk about it next week. I think that's why they waited to release it after Uncanny Avengers. Uncanny Avengers is the natural, logical progression of Avengers vs. X-Men. It is not the stepping on point.
so don't make it part of Marvel now. You know what I mean? Like, that's
well, everything's a part of Marvel now. Yeah. Everything's gonna say Marvel now. But it's a
But you didn't have to make this one though. But you didn't have to because you didn't have to start it with this issue.
That's true.
And that's where my complaint is, because people who have been like, for me, because I am this person who started getting to Marvel because of Marvel Now. And so I had
but there's a reason why October is not the Marvel Now month. When's the biggest Marvel Now month?
It's November. But even then,
we're gonna see Iron Man, we're gonna see Thor, we're gonna see Hulk, we're gonna see Cap, we're gonna see Fantastic Four, we're gonna see Future Foundation. We are both gonna be broke next month.
Oh, true. True, true, true. But still, the first book, I was expecting it to be a good launch on point and a good
step. And it wasn't.
And it wasn't.
It wasn't.
And I'm not saying it was a bad comic, but Marvel, make November your official Marvel Now. Don't make it October.
But well, that's why the Point One book launched this week. That's really where Marvel Now starts, is the Point One book.
I understand.
As much as those things came out first, I mean, Red She-Hulk said Marvel Now.
But if you're a new reader or a relapsed reader,
it's really a shame.
You're going to be picking up Uncanny Avengers, because that's what we've been hearing about. This is the first Marvel Now book. Mm-hmm.
I still think it was a great book, and I'm excited to see where Remender goes with it, but it wasn't necessarily great for picking up new readers.
No, and so I think some people, if there are people who got into it thinking that this is the jump on point, they're going to be like, well, if all the other Marvel Now books are like this, then why am I going to pick them up? I'm not going to get to Marvel. I thought it was a bad marketing move. I think they should have just made it part of... I think they should have just done it officially, Point One, this week, and then with November have everything come out. Yeah. That's my thoughts.
It
makes me a little weary of all the other books. Like, am I going to know what's going on with any of them? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm inclined
I'm going to pick them up still.
To feel what you're feeling, but yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens.
And granted, how many new readers read DC Comics?
Not very many. It's mostly just...
For relapsed readers.
Yeah, it's mostly for relapsed readers.
It won't have a big effect anyway, because the relapsed readers, I think, are even though they don't read comic books, I think they're aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
So it won't be detrimental, but I don't know. I'm a little hesitant now. My excitement for Marvel Now is a little bit decreasing. We'll see what happens in November. We'll see.
Yeah, we will. But
anyway, so now let's go into the archives, because I'm excited to hear you talk about this book.
So,
one of my favorite books I've actually ever read.
For my From the Archives moment, I picked a Batman book from before the New 52 relaunch called The Black Mirror. It was a run in Detective Comics, I think?
Yes, Detective Comics.
And it was...
I think Tony Daniels was doing Batman at that time.
Could be. Because Morrison was doing Batman and Robin.
Yes.
Essentially, this is back when we had two Batman. We had Bruce being Batman with little Robin, little Damian running around, starting Batman Incorporated and all that kind of crap. This is Dick Grayson Batman.
This made me love Grayson.
This is why Dick Grayson is our favorite Robin.
Yep.
Because this is what he can do when he's given free reign.
And it makes me sad that he's now...
Nightwing again. He's regressed.
He has regressed as a character because he developed so well in this series.
He worked so well as Batman. I loved him as Batman. This is a great comic. Essentially, this comic is about this organized crime thing that Batman's trying to break, as well as the return of James Gordon, who we're seeing in Batgirl at this moment. And so if you're reading Batgirl and you're like, James Gordon's kind of creepy, I wonder why he's so creepy.
Oh, pick this book up.
This will tell you why you should be creeped out by him. He is a crazy psychopathic murderer. And I don't want to ruin anything because I want you to go read it. But it's got great mood. It's written by Scott Snyder, and this was my first introduction to Snyder. I read this before any of the New 52 stuff. Any of his run on the New 52, at least. And it's astonishingly well written. It's well paced. It's masterfully structured. The art is done by Jock, who we were talking about a few days ago in an episode, because he's going to be doing, or he worked with Andy Diggle on The Losers. He does phenomenal work here. It's gorgeous to look at.
Oh, and it's so creepy. It fits the mood and the tone that Snyder set up perfectly.
Oh, yeah. We see a little bit of Joker in this, and it's a very twisted, very creepy Joker, but it's all just a misdirect. We see a lot of James Gordon Jr., who's creepy. We see Dick becoming Batman, you know, really stepping into the cowl and becoming Batman. And it's a phenomenal series. If you have not read any Batman book before, you don't need any further... all the only knowledge you need is that Dick Grayson is Batman.
Yep, that's all you need to know.
That is all you need to know. And it is, I think, Snyder's best work. I think it may be better than The Court of Owls.
I think it's better than The Court of Owls.
We'll see how I feel about Death of the Family when it's all said and done, but as of right now, this is Snyder's best work for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal. You should all go read it. The Black Mirror... you can get, they have a beautiful hardcover version of it. It should probably be out in paperback
soon.
Someday, eventually. They're trying to do them in hardcover first so you spend more money. And like a sucker, I fell for it. It's gorgeous. It is one of the greatest Batman epics I have ever read.
Yeah.
It is phenomenal.
Yeah, Long Halloween was my, is still my favorite because it's just the first one that I fell in love with. But this is a very, 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 very close second.
It's phenomenal. If you want to read a great Batman book that's not tied up with years and years of, like,
history
and continuity, and more than anything, just, like, all of that weight of being... I mean, Long Halloween's great, but it's had 15, 20 years of people saying, it's so good, it's so good, it's so good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, first time you read Dark Knight Returns, how'd you feel about it?
I didn't like it that much.
Exactly.
But I loved it the second time.
30 years of people saying, it's so good!
And there's a lot of hype to it.
Uh-huh.
So, Long Halloween...
most people, when they read Dark Knight Returns the first time, they're like, and then they read it a second time, and they're like, dang.
Yeah, that was freaking
this
amazing.
This one, the first time you read it, you're going to go, dang.
Wow, yeah.
Dang. That's how you're going to feel
and
about
the
it.
Ending is just... This is a horror... comic.
It is
a
this
horror.
This is why
comic.
I know he can do horror and really succeed with the Joker as a horror person, because this is a horror comic in its fullest.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I love
it's
this
a
book.
Great it's a
so
great
when you decided
book.
To do this for from the archives, I was
it's a great
a little book. Excited.
You should all go read it. Go buy it.
Yeah, please do. Anyway, so that's from our thoughts of the week from the archives now. Have fun listening to Matthew, his cute little voice, the cute little self.
He's the best.
Reviewing Uncanny X-Men.
It's issue 4 this week.
This is Stepdad Jordan. But we're going to sign off right now. And until next time, happy reading.
Today we watched issue number 4
about X-Men.
About X-Men.
And the Brotherhood.
And the Brotherhood.
Tell us what happened.
Well.
Who were the bad guys?
Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the other guy?
There was the Scarlet Witch, Mastermind, Toad.
And who was the leader?
Magneto, Mastermind, Quicksilver, and Toad, and Magneto.
Tell us what their superpowers are.
Well, Quicksilver can go really fast.
How fast?
Super fast.
What about Toad? What does he do?
He, I don't know what he does.
Oh.
Do you like Toad?
No.
Do you remember what Mastermind does? Do you remember what Mastermind does?
Mm-hmm. Mastermind puts things there that really aren't there.
Ah, yeah, he does. Tell us, what was your favorite part of the story?
I liked the middle.
Is that a good French fry?
Yeah. I like the middle.
When they did what?
What did they do?
I can't remember.
How did it end? What happened at the end of it?
Charles Xavier couldn't use his mind power anymore.
How come? Did he get hurt?
Yeah.
What hurt him?
The explosion.
Whoa.
Okay,
do you think he's going to be okay?
No, I'm going to do it.
Not yet, one second. Okay, we'll go ahead and end for today. But first you have to tell us, was it a good comic or a bad comic?
A good comic.
Was it better than the last one we read?
No.
No.
I'm gonna do it.
Okay.